from the bar. Weaving just a bit, I had not made it too far. I saw this old stray dog, I could have sworn I hit him with my car. Well, I pulled on over and he looked all right. So I took him on home just to let him stay one night. That was 3 years ago, we're drinking buddies and we get tight every night. He's my beer drinking dog and he's my best friend. Yes, he's my beer drinking dog and now he's just best friend. Yeah, he likes him some slits, but I'm a Lone Star man. Yes, I am. Woo, 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 woo. The night to have a few, that's the way it always starts. One or two and then another, they kicked us out of that bar. He hit one of his buddies, now I can't let him drive my car no more. He's my beer drinking dog and he's my best friend. He's my beer drinking dog, and now we best friends. You know he likes him some slits, and I'm a Lone Star man. Yes, I am. He's my beer drinking dog, and he's my best friend. He's my beer drinking dog, and now we just best friends. You know he likes him some slits, but I'm a Lone Star man. Yes, I am. Now, the moral of this story can easily be found. Don't let your best friend wind up in the pound. I'm thinking DA now. We both need to go. That's Dogs Anonymous, my friends. My insurance agent wanted to know who was driving the car at the time of the accident. Well, I've got this beer drinking. Hello, hello, hello. Whoa, whoa, whoa.